Joining me now on Drive River Jazz is Mr. Nels Cline. He's best known as guitarist and sonic alchemist for the band Wilco. But you also know him on this show for his band, the Nels Cline Singers. He has a new album out of rather straight-ahead jazz called Lovers, and I'm thrilled to have him calling in now. Mr. Cline, welcome to the Dusty Banks.
Hello, Trevor. Thank you.
You are credited with bringing a lot of experimental elements to Wilco, but of course, those were already in place from pretty much their second album onward, so it seemed to feel like just a rather perfect progression for Wilco to bring you in, somebody who can do sound design, as you mentioned.
Wasn't even my intent, to be honest. I mean, I just wanted to fit in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just wanted to see what I was going to do. By the time I joined, the band had just finished A Ghost Is Born, on which Jeff plays some, you know, utterly remarkable guitar. And so I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do. And when I asked Jeff, he said, well, you know, let's just figure it out later. So he still plays some of the solos that he played on that record, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do other things. But my intent was not to sonically change Wilco. It was really just to sort of fit in the orchestra. And I think I gradually brought some of my language in to see how it would work, and it was, I would say, readily embraced. So I kind of forged ahead in that direction a little bit, but for the most part, I'm playing pretty straightforward, you know, rock and country rock guitar.
I knew your work from Wilco, and then I stumbled upon a track called Wicked Good by Alan Pasqua, and I was listening. I go, this is incredible. Who's on guitar? And there it was, Nels Cline. And I said, of course. And then through all that, then I finally was able to discover Nels Cline Singers and this entire world of Nels Cline music, whereas before, it should have been obvious to me, but it wasn't.
I'm quite grateful, and I have to say that I am... kind of stunned and bemused and really happy that your little entry into my whatever my hideous oeuvre is has been the Alan's Antisocial Club record, which was a Cryptogramophone record that I'm sure virtually no one heard, and that has Jimmy Haslip from the Yellow Jackets, Scott Amendola,
mm-hmm.
Ambrose. Agnusis on that record, and you think he was just straight out of USC at that point.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway,
it
was a super fun session, and I'm amazed because I actually really like that record. Of the many records I've played on, that's actually kind of a favorite. I know that it was Alan's. He intentionally wanted to make what he was terming a kind of early 70s jazz rock record, and man, that's right in my wheelhouse.
How did you get into jazz, Nels?
I heard John Coltrane's Africa, and that was the beginning of a trek that my twin brother Alex and I really just began in a friend's apartment after hearing Africa, which led, this was in 1971, I believe, could have been 1970, but I think it was 71, and led us to Miles Davis, which led us to Weather Report, which led us to the Tony Williams Lifetime, which led us to, and Coltrane led us to Eric Dolphy, and Eric Dolphy led my brother somehow to the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and Anthony Braxton, and that was the story.
Mm.
We had to go back to the straight-ahead so-called world. We didn't start there.